Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, dearly beloved. I love you. Amen. And thank God for this beautiful church, for every one of you. And today I want to talk to you about becoming rich. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I want to be rich. And those who don't want to be rich, we'll pray for you afterwards for the lying spirit. Amen. But thank God we can become rich. You know, many people desire to be rich. All you have to do is look at those queues of people lining up to buy those lotto tickets. And you'll realize how people want to be rich. People dream of being stinking rich. I remember that song a while ago, Ek kan doen met 'n miljoen. Amen. And people dream about being fabulously rich, thinking, man, how would it be? And every mind at some time in your life wanders to that place and think, how will it be if I had so much money? And a while ago, I had a person come and tell me that he's actually giving up everything. He's canceled his lease agreement. He's given up his job, and he's going up because they found a treasure map, and he knows there's gold, and he's going to go and search for his great treasure, and he's very excited about it. And, you know, on the 10th of June 2001, we saw that there was an article in the Sunday newspaper that sparked a modern-day gold rush, and people sold everything they had. They read about 14,700 gold coins that had been found on a farm near Armula. How many of you remember that? And man, there was excitement, and people left their jobs, left their homes, and they all was going for this incredible wealth. An estimated 3,500 kilograms of gold was up for grabs, according to this treasure map. And of course, the whole story was, it was after the Anglo-Boer War that Paul Kruger had carried all this gold bullion with him, and then everybody that had to do anything with the gold, that you know, they died having buried the treasure, and now there was a map, and somewhere was this treasure. All this, imagine some tons of gold. And sadly, those people all returned with nothing. And of course, directly after that, stories started to circulate again. No, but now we found the right map. And the, you know, lost maps everywhere. And even today, people are still looking for maps. People are still treasure hunting. So in life, many people are searching for riches, looking, longing, dreaming. But I tell you what, sometimes those things are chasing after the wind. I remember many years ago, my parents took me to a little town called Pilgrim's Rest. That was where there was a big gold rush in South Africa, in the previous Transvaal, Mpumalanga now. And so we go into Pilgrim's Rest, and we walk into one of these little museums, and there I see a huge rock like this of gold. You know, you could just see the gold throughout the rock. And I took this and I picked it up, and it was so heavy. And I said, man, this is amazing. And I said to my dad, isn't this incredible? They trust people like that. There's this chunk of gold just lying right here on a barrel. Aren't they scared people take it? My dad laughed at me. He said, no, that's fool's gold. It's not real gold. It's quartz. It looks like gold. And it's absolutely worthless. It looks great, but it's worthless. That's why it's lying there. You know, there's a lot of fool's gold out there today. There's a lot of people who look rich, but they're not rich. They're indebted. They look wealthy, but the car they drive belongs to the bank. There are a lot of people who look rich, but they're poor because they're miserable. You know, many people are so rich Just a while ago, we were reminded on TV about Getty. Remember Getty, one of the richest men in the world, who wouldn't pay, what was it, $17,000. He had his grandson. They killed his grandson because he wouldn't pay a ransom. And many times money isolates you, doesn't it? The truth is that people say money changes people. Money doesn't change people. Money brings the real you out to the front. Because when you got money, you don't care what anybody, because money brings power and independence. Amen. And you just need to know if you're living the purpose of your life. If money changes you, you've been living outside of who you really are. But thank God that we have money to fulfill purpose. Money comes so we can fulfill the dream that God gave us, the purpose that He has for us. Amen. You know, many people with money got no true friends. It's difficult to discern who's there for your money. Like my wife and I, we definitely know we didn't marry each other for the money because we were both poor. Amen. Hallelujah. And often people get married, man, the big contracts and all that, try and protect their money before they get married, because you never know. Money destroys families. Amen. And the lack of money destroys families also. David said, don't make me rich that I forget you, and neither poor that I curse you. So money is very important, but to have money without God is a tremendous tragedy. Because people with money, their ears get blocked because they have need of nobody. Jesus spoke of this as fool's gold. You say Jesus spoke of fool's gold? Yes. In Revelation 3 verse 17, because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich. And white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. Hallelujah. Jesus said to this church, be careful, because many times you think you're rich, but you're miserable. You are poor. So if you want to be truly rich, first you need to know what true riches are. And you need to know what you're looking for. Amen. You need a map. You need directions. You need one of those treasure maps. You go around here and X marks the spot. Or you need to know somebody who's got a map. Amen. I know somebody who's got a map. I know somebody who knows where it is. Hallelujah. Where the true riches are. The Bible says that God's view of riches is very different to man's view of riches. Amen. Very different. Jesus' riches, he didn't even hold his own purse. He had Judas carried the purse because he lived in provision. When tax money was due, he didn't go draw it from the bank. He said to Peter, go catch a fish. You'll find a gold coin, because the silver and the gold is mine, says the Lord. The cattle on a thousand hills, all things is his, and provision comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. God works on the JIT system. I think Toyota learned from God in their system. Their system is just in time. In other words, they don't keep stock of spares. As that car gets built, the stock arrives. So they're very dependent on their shipping being on time, everything on time, because every part arrives just in time. God works on the JIT system. Whatever you need will arrive just in time. Amen. Because otherwise we put our trust in uncertain riches. Amen. We start depending on that, but God wants us dependent on Him. A person who's living in faith is truly rich. Somebody say, amen. You see, in God's eyes, you may have money, but you're still poor. Jesus said in Matthew 6:19, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroys, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Everybody say, treasures in heaven. Lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Do you know you can lay up treasures in heaven? In other words, you can send something ahead to your heavenly storehouse. Oh, glory. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Listen, when you bless, nobody can curse you. When God has provided for you, nobody can take it from you. Hallelujah. Even when you come to a place of lack, when you walk in, provision walks in with you. Hallelujah. Because nobody can take the blessing from you. I've seen certain people, because of capacity, they can lose everything. And they become poorer than their servants were. But give them a month, and because of capacity, they're richer again than everybody in the area. What is that? That's capacity. That's the anointing to create wealth. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we can grow in God. The Bible says, for where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon. In fact, Jesus said, if you want to be rich, you pierce yourself through with many sorrows. Amen. When you work for money. Someone said, money is not important for me. I said, then why do you work for it most of your life? Amen. It's important. Someone said, well, the gospel is free. Yes, it's free. Just like water is free. But it takes money to pipe it to you. Amen. So there is money involved in the kingdom. Understand today, I'm not saying God's against money. God's not against money. God is Jehovah Jireh. God is the provider. Amen. And we've been meditating this week on that scripture. It says, both riches and honor comes from the Lord, and he reigns over all. Hallelujah. In your hand it is to make great. In your hand is power and might. Hallelujah. And he gives strength to all. When we look at Abraham, he's the father of our faith. The Bible says he was very rich. Amen. If you ask somebody today in modern language, they say he was stinking rich. Amen. He was very rich in silver, in gold, in livestock. In other words, God released to him multiple streams of income. Hallelujah. The riches of God go beyond your talents. The riches of God go beyond your capacity. The riches of God opens avenues that you don't even know exist. Somebody say, amen. When you look at Solomon, the Bible says his riches exceeded that of all the kings of the earth. Isaac prospered, continued prospering, until he was very prosperous. I think we've established in this church that God's not against money. Amen. Poverty is a curse. I want to say it this way. Poverty is the absence of God's abundance. When you're in God, you have the abundance. Amen. Can I say it again? Poverty is the absence of God's abundance, the absence of God's presence. So when there's poverty, I can draw on the living God, because there's a difference between having money and having provision. Israel had money when they left Egypt. The Bible says they stripped them of their wealth. But when they got into the desert, money could do nothing for them. They needed provision. Provision is supernatural. Provision is from the hand of God. Amen. When they walked in that desert, God caused manna to come. He caused a rock to follow them with water. Hallelujah. Think of how long pipes you're going to have to lay to get water from Egypt all the way into the desert for 40 years. As fast as you can walk, they have to lay pipes. And God said, no, I'll just let a rock follow them. Hallelujah. When the abundance of God is there, he brings provision and divine protection. That's why we tithe. Hallelujah. Listen, a tither walks in life with the angels of God surrounding him. Just like Israel did, a pillar of fire in front of them, a cloud of darkness behind them. Hallelujah. The protection of God, and the devourer is rebuked. Somebody say amen. Amen. When you walk in covenant with God, listen, the blessings of God, the riches of God, is health. You can have all the money in the world. You've got health, you got no health, you got nothing. You will give everything you got to have health. And so the Bible says, as God led them out, there was not one feeble amongst them. Listen, money cannot fill an empty void. Money cannot replace a friend. Money cannot replace a marriage. And that's a terrible thing about money. It blinds people to real truths, real treasures. Hallelujah. Because there are many people very rich, but very poor. And there are many people poor, but very rich. Thank God we are rich. God wants us to be rich. When you look at God, you realize that God is very rich. Let's look at what else God is rich in. Ephesians 2 verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, hallelujah, because of his great love that he loved us with, even when we were dead in trespass and sins, has made us alive together with him. God is rich in mercy. The Bible says in Romans 10:12, for there's no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call on him. Hallelujah. He is open to us. Romans 2 verse 4 says, or do you despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering? Not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. God is rich in patience, in bearing with you. Aren't you glad God bears with you? Amen. Amen. Do you know who on earth keeps friends? People with forbearance. People who can bear with those who hurt them. People who can bear with things that turn against them. If you need to have perfect people around you to have friends, you're going to be a very lonely person. Amen. Forbearance keeps family ties. It's so sad when you do funerals, and when you get there, half the family sits that side. Other half sits that side. They haven't seen each other for years. They're poor. Oh, they arrived with a Maserati, you said, but they're poor. They're poor. They don't have family. Amen. They don't have forbearance. Long suffering. Hallelujah. One of the great riches in Christ, the ability to be long suffering. Hallelujah. Many people give up on their marriage too quickly. They're not long suffering. Amen. They cannot bear. And so, in the end, they don't have the joy of a marriage, a whole marriage. Hallelujah. So, if you find a perfect person, please don't marry that person. Amen. You'll bring imperfection into their life. Hallelujah. The Bible says God is rich in grace. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. The riches of grace. God is rich in grace. Hallelujah. This church, we are rich in grace. Hallelujah. Unmerited favor. Blessing towards those around us. Loving those who hate us. Blessing those who curse us. Giving to those who despitefully use us. We are rich in grace. Grace, grace, grace. God is rich in grace. Grace stands for God's riches at Christ's expense. Hallelujah. And many relationships is your riches. Is the riches that you pour out of your heart. That treasure of love. That treasure of compassion. That treasure of of mercy and kindness and goodness, amen, that you pour out at your expense. Hallelujah. As I said before, we are not locusts. We are not consumers of everybody around us. We are blessers. We are filled with the riches of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll never forget the early days when my wife and I were still fighting a lot. Often says it was like the Burmah against the French Foreign Legion. Amen. And the one day God said to me, Johnny, it's you. You must stop. You must start blessing and not cursing. You must start speaking life. Amen. So I shut my mouth and I only spoke when I can say something good. Someone said, Pastor, then I'll never be able to talk. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let only what's good come out of you. Hallelujah. Amen. You can. Nobody say, I can. Hallelujah. Ephesians 3 verse 8, the Bible says, this grace was given that I should preach amongst the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Listen, no matter who you meet out there, you are the rich one. You have the unsearchable riches of Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. His riches, His abundance. Hallelujah. I remember one day, my wife and I, we were in a little bit of trouble. And so we were on our way to go visit somebody, and this person had money. And deep down in my heart, I said, Lord, let him bless me. And so I was kind of, and then God said to me, who's the rich one? Who's going to go pray for who? I realize I'm the rich one. Yes. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, when you join the company, riches comes to the company. Because of the wisdom, because of the anointing, because of the presence, because of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you can be a blessing. Don't be intimidated because people got money. They're the ones looking for the true riches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I once heard a rich man say, I'm jealous of poor people because they got no worries. They got their family around them. Amen. Hallelujah. When you're poor, you're worried about getting money. When you got money, you're worried about people taking it from you. But when you live in the provision of God, all things work together for your good. Somebody say amen. Colossians 2 verse 3 says, in Christ is hidden all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. The Living Bible says it this way. In Him lies all the mighty untapped treasures of wisdom and knowledge. If you got Jesus, you got everything you need. If you got Jesus, you got everything you need. In Him lies all the treasures of untapped wisdom. So when there's a lack of money, don't let the enemy tell you that you're poor. You are rich. Hallelujah. Tap into that wisdom. Tap into that anointing. Tap into that knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. When poverty's around you, sing, He's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. When trouble comes, rejoice in Him because He watches over you. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And he set out begging for bread. Listen, one of the greatest tricks of the enemy trying to get you into poverty is a mindset. Amen. Try to get you because if you think you are poor, as a man thinks, so easy. Poverty will come on you like a thief. Amen. So when poverty comes, don't enter the poverty mindset. Stay in the treasure. Stay in Christ. Stay in the joy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in all situations, in prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. In fact, the tougher it is, the more thanksgiving we do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't change your confession. Don't change your position. Terrible thing when there's lack to step out of the provider to go be like the poor. Don't have a poverty mindset. You are rich in Christ Jesus. Be a blessing. Amen. When you sow a seed like Isaac in the time of famine, you will change the environment you're in to become a blessing. Not only to you, but everybody around you. Everybody say, I am a blessing. Listen, you are truly rich when you have the love of God in your heart. You are truly rich when you're full of faith. Hallelujah. The Bible says faith works by love. Glory to God. Have you seen sometimes poor people give more? Amen. Can I shock you? Many times the rich people in church don't tithe. That's when they came in from outside with their wealth. They still trust in their money. They haven't switched allegiance. Amen. In fact, that's what we learned when we were building the dome. Pastor Fred went, took a whole group of people, went over to the United States, said, let's go and see if we can get people to give. And they came back with just enough money to pay everybody's airfares. And God spoke to him and said, listen, the treasure is in the house. God wants to bless the house. If God wants to bless you, he gives you an opportunity to give. That widow that was dying of famine, she had just a little bit for herself, and she was going to die. So what does God do? Here she is. She's got lack. What does God do for her? Oh, Pastor, the Lord opened the windows of heaven and poured out 5 loaves of bread. No. What did God do? Did God send her a rich man? No. What did God do? He sent her an opportunity to be a blessing. Amen. Come on, lift your hand and say, thank you, Father, for every opportunity to be a blessing. When I'm in need, you will open a place, you will open an opportunity to sow a seed, to be a blessing. No matter what I have, little or much, I am rich. I abound in you, and I have all things. I am rich in Christ Jesus. His blessing is in me. His word is in me. His life-giving spirit is alive in me. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for filling me with the unsearchable riches of Christ. And somebody say, hallelujah. Let's pour out of the riches of Christ. Pour out love. Pour out kindness. Pour out blessing. Hallelujah. Find somebody and bless them. When you leave today and you have coffee there, bless a few people. Amen. Speak life. Speak blessing. Amen. Because when you're in Christ, you cannot be poor. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory. You have this treasure in your earthen vessel. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank God. Your testimony is the greatest riches you have. Think of it. You didn't have this treasure. Didn't have this treasure of the testimony of Christ. Where would you be? I think I'd be there in Point Road. But thank God for Jesus. He saved me. He loved me. He redeemed me. He paid a price for me beyond money. I heard somebody say, you're not rich until you have something that money cannot buy. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the true riches is Christ in me. Come on, somebody put your hand on your heart and say, thank you, Father, for the riches of Christ. Thank you for the true riches, the treasure, the unsearchable riches of Christ, the blessing of my salvation, my redemption, Christ in me. Your love, your compassion, your mercy, and your grace, and your goodness shed abroad from my heart. This week, Father, I thank you. I'm rich in your love. I'm rich in salvation. I'm rich in your testimonies. I'm rich, my God, to be a blessing to all that are around me, no matter what situation I'm in Christ, I have all things and I abound. Somebody said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Are you blessed today?
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.